Welcome back to the latest episode of the EIQ Cast. My name is Ross Levanto, and I'm your host. And we're joined today by EIQ Network's product evangelist, John Linkus. John, welcome back.
Thanks, Ross, and thanks for joining in today, everyone.
John, we want to talk today about PCI, the Payment Card Industry Data Security Standard that's put out by some of the payment processing vendors, large payment processing brands recognized like Visa and MasterCard. There's a new survey out this week that's put out by Imperva and Poneman Institute that notes that while 55% of businesses acknowledge that they secure credit card information, they do not acknowledge that they secure social security numbers, bank account details, and other personal data. And I guess to start off with, this is not a violation. Well, it's somewhat troubling if you're a consumer to see this data. It's not
Absolutely.
A violation of PCI to not secure this other information, is it?
It actually is not, and that's kind of the interesting twist on this story. If you look at something like PCI, and specifically the PCI Data Security Standard or DSS, PCI DSS is really there specifically to protect cardholder data. That's what the card companies and the financial institutions are concerned about. Other data outside of that isn't really as critical to them, but it's certainly critical to the consumer. So, this kind of ties back, I think, to our previous discussions many times on other podcasts that compliance and security are different disciplines. Although an organization can be PCI compliant, they aren't necessarily secure because they may have other types of data that are exposed above and beyond cardholder data.
A couple of things I want to ask about related to the survey, which I think is quite fascinating, and that is the fact that I wonder if there's evidence here of some PCI burnout, because there was an interesting statistic from the survey, again from Imperva and Poneman Institute, that notes that 71% of the companies surveyed acknowledge not making data security a top initiative, which is, am I wrong in that I'm surprised by that? It seems like it should be a top initiative.
You would think that. I'm always amazed when organizations that, particularly organizations that have a trust bond with the consumer because they take their credit card data or their healthcare information or other types of very sensitive, very personal and proprietary information and either process it or hold it, that they aren't more concerned about the data security around that customer information. And I think to a degree that's why you see with so many new regulations and best practices and standards, including not only PCI DSS, but regulations in the healthcare industry, for example, that organizations that actually experience the data breach are now getting their hands slapped ever harder in terms of not only fines, but also the requirement to disclose the fact that they've had those data breaches. We're approaching the problem from the wrong end, but hopefully it will actually correct the behavior of these organizations that keep and track and process this data.
John, the other thing, I want you to put some perspective around the statistic in this survey that only 22% of the companies surveyed reported being fully compliant with PCI. I mean, is that a low number? Is that an okay number? What's the perspective on that across all organizations?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think the reality is it depends on what part of PCI DSS they're not compliant with. PCI DSS has really mandates hundreds of different controls and processes that an organization needs to implement, and some of those are, if they're not implemented, expose the organization to greater risk and more threats than others. So if it's a situation where these organizations, for example, don't have a written policy for information security, but they're actually implementing the security controls in the right way, well, then that may not be as egregious as if the shoe were on the other foot, where they actually have the written policy, but they're not actually following the policy and implementing those security controls to protect cardholder data. So there's not really enough visibility from this report to get a general idea of that, but my gut check feeling is that it's probably a broad spectrum. So my guess is you probably do have some of those organizations that 78% of organizations that aren't fully PCI compliant that have some serious and significant risks that could potentially expose their customers' credit card data and potentially even other information to malicious attack.
The ultimate goal of the PCI requirements is to protect cardholder data, to make sure that these credit card numbers aren't stolen and used for fraud purposes and other nefarious uses. And I guess taking a broader perspective on this, just in general, beyond PCI, of some best practices by some of these businesses that may or may not be PCI compliant, what should they be aiming for in terms of the technologies they want to deploy to help with the ultimate goal of securing the credit card data?
Sure. So, you know, first and foremost, as we've said many times, an organization has to know what they have. They have to know what assets they have, whether it's customer cardholder data or customer healthcare data or even internal data like payroll databases and proprietary financial and other data. And they need to know what that's worth. That is the starting point for determining, first off, how valuable that data is, and second of all, how much you need to protect it. You know, just as organizations want to make sure that they're spending enough money and implementing enough technology to make sure that they're protecting critical or proprietary data, they also want to make sure that they're not overspending, right? You don't want to spend $10,000 worth of security to secure $500 worth of data. So I think for most organizations, it really comes down to that first step of knowing what they have. And then once that's done, the key is for security, regardless of what specific security tools and point solutions they want to buy, the key is making sure that they have the visibility across all aspects of security and privacy for that data. So, again, as we've said many, many times on our podcast, log data isn't enough, is one key example. So if an organization is looking to, say, one specific type of technology, like a log management product or a SIM, they're mistaken if they think that's really going to be the end-to-end technology that they need to protect that critical data and those assets. They really need a broader collection of data related to security, and they need to be able to correlate that to know immediately through monitoring and alerting when bad things are happening in their environment.
One final question, John. From time to time, we've talked in this podcast series about how the reality is to have a 100% secure network is never going to happen. You can always throw extra defenses,
yep,
try to come close to that goal, but you're never going to get there. With PCI, is it a similar situation where we're never going to have a scenario where you can look out at businesses and say everyone's 100% compliant? Is that a similar type of situation where we're going to be marching towards this goal, which is ultimately unattainable?
Yeah, well, that would be nice, right? I was talking to an associate of mine the other day, and he said, he's quite the conspiracy theorist. He thinks that the day that December 21st, 2012, when the Mayan calendar ends and the world is supposed to end,
right,
he says that's the day that everybody will be compliant with everything in the security realm.
Quite
so
clever. Quite
yeah,
clever.
So I think the reality is that we'll never get to a point where every organization is fully compliant. And I think that holds particularly true for PCI and cardholder data, because unlike say healthcare data that may not get transferred between as many different organizations, the reality is that cardholder data touches a lot of different people. It goes from the cardholder themselves to the merchant, to the payment processor through the payment gateway, to the financial institution. So a lot of people are touching that data. And, even with PCI, although PCI makes good recommendations for security standards, it doesn't mandate specific authentication and encryption methods. So, I think you're always going to find that even if organizations are 100% PCI compliant, and I don't think any of them ever, all of them never will be, but even if in one single PCI transaction everybody's PCI compliant, there are still different degrees of risk that are introduced along the way, because one organization, for example, may use a weaker encryption method, or another organization may use a weaker authentication method to get to the data, process it, and move it on to the next phase of the transaction. So, I think it's twofold. Number one, you're correct. We're never going to get to a point where everybody's PCI DSS compliant. And number two, even for those organizations that are PCI DSS compliant, there are still variable levels of risk that occur. Not every payment processor is as secure as another. Not every financial institution addresses and works with cardholder data in the same secure manner.
Fair enough. Well, John, that's all the time we have today. Thanks so much for being with us. Another episode of this podcast series.
Absolutely. Thanks, Ross, and thanks again for listening, everyone.
And everyone out there, this has been the EIQ Cast.
This podcast was produced by EIQ Networks, a provider of enterprise security and compliance management solutions. For more information, visit EIQ Networks on the web at www.eiqnetworks.com. EIQ Networks, security and compliance management redefined.